And March the sings in 63, we sailed from Queenstown Quay with the Fenian boys from Mearns Isle bound for America. Whilst journeying went that happy band, as you may plainly see. We were forced to go from sweet Claro down Erin's lovely lee. For a sink's long wings we ploughed the sea from Queenstown, Kay and Cork, just like an arrow through the sky till we landed in New York. Then the Yankee boys with stars and stripes came flocking round to see the gallant band of Fenian lands from Erin's lovely lee. Well, one of them stepped up to me and asked me, did I know the green hills of Tipperary are the Glen of Aherlow? Or could I tell where Crowley fell his native land to free? Or the tower that Captain Mackay sang down Erin's lovely lee? Yes, I can tell where Crowley fell, 'twas in Kilclony Wound. The tower that Captain Mackay sang, 'twas by his side I stood. When he gave the word, we read the crying that made the tyrant frown, and we raised the green flag o'er our heads, the arm pointed out the crown. The next thing that he asked me is where young Wolfe Tone's body lay, or could I tell the resting place of Emmet's sacred clay? Or did I know of bold wire in the Wicklow mountain line, or the three Manchester martyrs, Allan, Larkin and O'Brien? When I was leaving Ireland, we came through sweet Kildare, and if I do not now mistake, Wolfe Tone lies sleeping there. Whilst coming round through Dublin town, we passed last Nevin through. There young Rambert Emmet lies, a patriot loyal and through. And now I'm tired of roving, and the seas I will cross o'er, to feel the clasp of honest hands when I return once more. When I go home through sweet Claro, the boys will welcome me, and will help to float a Fenian boat down Erin's lonely lee.